Is MAGA a cult? That's a great question, and people like Rick Allen Ross would dispute this. Rick Allen Ross is an expert on religious and destructive cults, and he cites the fact that MAGA being a cult with Trump as its leader is not entirely likely, because he understands that the beliefs held by the people who are MAGA today were already being held by them before Trump came around in 2016. He also highlights that when Trump asked his followers to get vaccinated for COVID in 2021, he was booed on stage, therefore signifying that Trump isn't seen as a cult-like leader. Ross does, however, believe that QAnon is a destructive cult with an anonymous leader. However, how does MAGA come about? What exactly are you dealing with? Well, you have to understand that MAGA is largely a group of disenfranchised white Americans, many of them who are sold on this idea of an America that no longer exists. These people gravitate towards Trump because many of them have lost jobs, they have lost communities, and in general, they have lost a great deal of services that have been replaced with private corporations. They believe that Trump can bring them back to the times of the 1950s and 80s. Those circumstances no longer exist. You don't get a post-World War II boom in the United States without millions of people dying and the destruction of industry all over the rest of the world. A portion of MAGA are older, uneducated people who became so accustomed and complacent to a world that suited them that they didn't do the work necessary to maintain it. Inevitably, the world changed and left them behind. And with that feeling of being left behind came the fear of the semblance of possibility that they might live life like a minority. A common sign of a cult is a culture of fear and blame, and MAGA is no different. They have a culture of fear and blame towards minorities, blaming minorities for causing all of their economic problems, as well as having a culture of fear that they will be replaced or outdone by those same minorities. It's ridiculous when you think about it because it's not logical. Trans people didn't cause the housing market to crash in 2007, nor did undocumented immigrants cause your job to be outsourced overseas. But it's easy. Blaming minorities is easy, as opposed to looking inward and understanding that those in power do not have your best interests at heart. You can also see this with young men who are MAGA, in that their criticisms of women are less a reflection of women themselves and more so a reflection of their own insecurities. Oftentimes criticizing women because they are exercising their own agency to not be an accessory to their existence. If a young man who is MAGA would not want to be an accessory to a woman, then why should a woman want to be an accessory to a man when so many young men who are MAGA view women as accessories? In the same vein, a great deal of MAGA is reactionary towards minorities because they reflect their own inadequacies, be it a lack of community, skill, relevance, recognition, or liberation. This is why you have events like straight pride parades. It's not because people actually care about being straight, it's because they wish they had the community that the queer community has right now. So how does Trump factor into all of this? Is he a cult leader or is he not? Well, the thing about Trump is that he does something that is a very common sign of cults, in that he disrupts your flow of information. He disrupts your sense of truth and reality, and he also tries to have a monopoly over what information you receive. Trump needs to disrupt people's sense of truth and reality because otherwise people would understand him for the fraud that he is. Because he cannot operate in reality because he would be held accountable for all of the lies and misdeeds that he's said and done, respectively, he has to make people exhausted so that they aren't able to hold him accountable in the first place. So what he does is that he tells his followers a great series of information, and then he also lambasts any news sources that criticize him, often calling them fake news. The way that this manifests is that you will try to tell people what Trump has actually done, and they will simply not listen to it, saying, that is just your version of the truth, that is your propaganda from your news source, I'm going to believe what I believe, everything's just propaganda anyways. This is done on purpose. It is done to make people stop critically thinking so that Trump cannot be held accountable for his actions. Another sign of a cult is the necessity for total loyalty to a leader, and Trump is known to do this. His metric for competency is based off of loyalty to himself, not off of merit. And if you contradict him, then you become disavowed or denounced. And he's done this to dozens of people, where they were incredibly close to him until they crossed him, and then he simply denounces them or uses them as a scapegoat. Another thing that Trump does is that he continually and gradually tests boundaries, and this is a common trait found in cult leaders. As cult leaders exercise more control over their followers, they gradually start doing more and more things to test the limits of what behavior they can get away with. And this has gone from Trump apologizing in 2016 for claiming that Obama wasn't born in the US for over 5 years, to later questioning that apology after he entered into office in 2017, to now in 2025, where he is openly sending federal troops to our cities, something that he would have never have gotten away with in 2017, but now he's openly doing and trying to get us familiar with the concept. that's just one example. Trump has continually, throughout this past year, tried to overstep his role as the president, trying to overstep the legislative and judicial branches in many ways that are unconstitutional. He will continue to do so. He wants to see what he can get away with, and if that power is given to him, he will abuse it. Yet despite all of this, if Trump were to leave this world tomorrow, the beliefs of MAGA would still persist. So to call MAGA a cult might not be the best description. It might do a disservice towards truly understanding the political movement for what it is.